Hi, thanks for listening to the Marlins Daily Rewind podcast. Subscribe to the podcast channel, get the Daily Rewind and the Week in Review. It's the only place to get the best audio out of the Marlins clubhouse from the Marlins Radio Network. Jose Fernandez took his streak of five straight wins to the mound in St. Petersburg yesterday afternoon, and Glenn Geffner has the Citrus Series finale rewind.
Well, for the second time in three seasons, the Marlins capture the Citrus Series. They take 3 out of 4 from the Rays. They win two straight here at Tropicana Field. This afternoon's final, Miami 9 and Tampa Bay 1. Jose Fernandez in search of his sixth win in six starts as he made the homecoming this afternoon, coming back to the Tampa Bay area. He went to high school at Alonzo High School in nearby Tampa. His first two starts here at the Trop had not gone well for him, but this one was terrific, and the Marlins helped him out, getting him some early offense in inning number 2 against Drew Smyly with one out, a double from Derek Dietrich. Marlins had a man at second base for Miguel Rojas.
Here's the pitch, and a ball lined to left field. What a terrific at-bat for Miguel Rojas. Coming around third, Dietrich headed to the plate, so's the throw. Dietrich slides in safely. The ball gets to the backstop. Digging for third base is Rojas. He'll stop there. The Marlins lead 1-0.
And then two batters later, with Rojas still at third base, Adani Echevarria leading off for the first time this season.
Here's a high fly ball down the left field line off the bat of Adani Echevarria, and it is up, up and away, a home run for Etch. A two-run home run, and a 3-0 Marlins lead here in the second.
Home run number 3 on the season, first of 3 hits Echevarria managed in 5 at-bats on this afternoon. In the third inning, the Marlins able to push across a couple more against Smyly. With 2 outs and nobody on, Smyly walked Cole Gillespie. He wild pitched him down to second base with Chris Johnson at the plate. Another 1-2 pitch, and Johnson hits one high in the air, deep to left. Back goes Dickerson at the wall. Goodbye, Chris Johnson, with the Marlins' second home run of the afternoon, and it's 5-0 in the third. So Jose was staked to the big lead, but the Rays would get one run back in the bottom of the third. With one out, he faced Brandon Guyer. Guyer is ripped to deep left. Back goes Dietrich. He's at the wall, and he'll watch it go. First ball hitting. Brandon Guyer goes deep for the sixth time this season, and the Rays are on the scoreboard. It's 5-1. It would stay 5-1 for a while. Drew Smyly, after the Johnson home run, would retire. The next 10 batters he faced, he made it through 6 innings in this game, allowing those 5 early runs on 6 hits. He walked 1, struck out 4, allowed a couple of homers, threw a wild pitch. For Smyly, 100 pitches, 73 strikes. Meanwhile, Jose started piling up the strikeouts. None in the first, but he got 2 in the second. He got 1 in the third. He got 1 in the fourth. He struck out 3 in the fifth. 2 more in the sixth. Then in the seventh, with his pitch count up over 100, he struck out Taylor Motter for out number 1. That was his 10th strikeout in the ball game. Then he got number 11 when he fanned Kurt Casale for the second out. So there were 2 outs. Nobody on Jose nearing the end of his afternoon facing Brandon Guyer. The 3-2, swing and a miss. Jose strikes out the side in the seventh. He punches out 12 on what has been a terrific homecoming for Jose Fernandez. He's through 7 with a 5-1 lead. Jose finishing with a flourish. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So for Fernandez, 7 innings, 6 hits, 1 run. He walked 1, struck out 12, allowed the Guyer home run, 111 pitches, 72 strikes. He lowers his season ERA to 2.82. Marlins broke it open against the Rays bullpen in the eighth inning. Ryan Garten, making his big league debut, pitched a scoreless seventh. But in the eighth, Marcelo Ozuna a single. JT Realmuto a single. 2 on, nobody out for Cole Gillespie. 1-0 to Gillespie. Runner breaks for second. Drive down the right field line. That may be trouble. Into the corner and unable to get there is Souza. Ozuna's in to score. Waved around third base Realmuto. He's going to score on a double by Cole Gillespie. And now they're going to send the runner back to third. That ball got caught up in the outfield wall. It'll be a ground rule double for Gillespie. It's just one RBI, and it's 6-1 Miami. And they sent Realmuto back to third base, but he wasn't there for long thanks to Chris Johnson. With the infield in, runners at second and third, 3-2, ripped to left, base hit. Johnson comes through, Realmuto scores, Gillespie held, and it's 7-1 Miami. A two-hit, three RBI afternoon for Chris Johnson. Marlins weren't done. The next man to the plate, after 4 hits already to start the inning, Derek Dietrich. Another 2-2 to Dietrich, and it's looped out towards center. Coming hard, Guyer, and he can't get it, in for another hit. That's going to score Gillespie, and it's 8-1 Marlins. Marlins sent seven men to the plate in the eighth inning. They scored three runs on five hits. They'd broken it open at 8-1 in the ninth against Ryan Webb, a former Marlin at Andy Echeverria, a single to get things started. He went 3-for-5 today with two outs, a base hit by J.T. Realmuto, his second of the game, sent Etch down to second base and got Cole Gillespie to the plate again.
Here's a ground ball, base hit out into left center again. Here comes Echeverria. He'll come around and score, and the Marlins have a 9-1 lead.
And 9-1 is how this one would end. After Jose went 7, Dustin McGowan pitched a scoreless eighth inning with two strikeouts, and Nick Whitgren, just back in AAA today, struck out a pair in the ninth. Jose 12 Ks, Dustin McGowan 2, Nick Whitgren 2. Marlins pitchers strike out 16 Rays today. That matches the second highest strikeout total in a nine-inning game in Marlins franchise history. The only bigger strikeout game came back in 2002. The Marlins had a 17-strikeout game in a nine-inning game against the Montreal Expos. That was July 21st of 2002. This matches the second biggest nine-inning strikeout output in Marlins franchise history. For the Marlins, 9 runs, 15 hits, no errors, 6 men left on base. For the Rays, 1 run, 7 hits, 1 error. They strand 8. Jose Fernandez, the winning pitcher, he's 7-2. He punches out 12 today. In his last 6 starts now, Jose Fernandez, 6-0 with a 1.89 ERA. He's allowed 8 runs in 38 innings his last 6 times out. With the 12 Ks today, now 90 on the season. That's second only Clayton Kershaw in the National League. And with 90 strikeouts overall in 60 2/3 innings, Jose runs his league best average to 13.4 strikeouts per nine. What a day for Jose. What a day for the Marlins. Let's not forget what this team did offensively. This is a lineup that for the last 2 days played without both Christian Yelich and Giancarlo Stanton. And in the 2 games, the Marlins managed 13 runs on 28 hits without two of their biggest bats. Today, Danny Echeverria, he went 3-for-5 with a home run, drove in a couple, scored twice. Marlins got 2 hits from Marcelo Ozuna, his 17th multi-hit game of the season. He also scored a run. He's had 4 consecutive multi-hit games now. He's had 5 in the last 6. J.T. Realmuto, 2 hits and a run scored. Cole Gillespie, who had a big hit in his first start last night, has 2 more hits, a walk, a single, double, 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored today. A lot of contributors. No Stanton, no Yelich, no problem. Marlins win it 9-1 over the Tampa Bay Rays.
In the past month, Miami's had 18 wins and 11 losses. Jose Fernandez carries a third of those games in his win column. Glad to have the Fish family members with us today. Pick up 20 points with the bonus code MDW for Memorial Day weekend. Learn more about the Marlins fan loyalty program at marlins.com/fishfamily. Have a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend, and listen to the Marlins as they play in Atlanta starting tonight. First pitch is just after 7:30. Kyle Seeloff will join you just after the top of the 7 o'clock hour for Marlins on Deck. Then Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner will provide the soundtrack to your holiday weekend on 940 Winds and the Marlins Radio Network.